Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Cliff Lizuu Chinyama is going to be joining us in a short while so that we can get into the conversation we were scheduled to have about leaving a legacy. And so I'm working on getting the pastor back on the line. I hope he too is not offended. Pastor, are you okay?
Are you able to hear me? It is well. We can progress with this one on future generations.
Leaving a legacy, right?
Correct.
Okay. Let's get into it, Mfundi. So what traditions or values do you hope your children will carry forward, Mfundi?
Okay, awesome thought there. Traditions, these are practices that have been carried on from one generation to another, and usually on an oral and practical basis. So what traditions or values, you know, do we hope our children will carry? The very traditions that we have, the very traditions that we practice. You see, yesterday, if I remember well, we spoke about the man Moses, to say when he was of age, he realized the correct thing that he was supposed to do. And so he forsook the pleasure and all the fantasies and all the luxury in the palace and desire to follow the way of the Lord, which was the way that his parents instilled in him. So the traditions or values that we hope to see in our children are the ones that we impart. So dear parents, listeners out there, weigh the traditions and weigh what you do for your children, because that is the home they are going to create when you are not there, when you send them out. Thank you.
I see. And so when we're talking about values, what values and traits do you want to instill in your children, and why?
Okay. The values and traits that I would love to instill in children,
your children.
Okay. These are values or traits that, number one, that are in line in the horizontal way. They are in line with the Lord. And number two, these values should also be in line or acceptable before man, so that when I'm not there, I can safely say, my brother, my sister there, dear team, I am sending my daughter, I am sending my child. And when they come there, please, whatever they will do, just accept it, because I know the values and I know the principles I've put. So even if I'm not there, like Daniel, you know, very far, far away from the mother, from the parents, but he said, I purpose within my heart. So he knew what his mother had put in his heart. So I would love to instill values of discernment between good and evil in my children.
And how can parents instill a sense of purpose or community in their children?
Okay. How? All right. The number one thing is by constantly offering training to them. You know, yesterday we spoke that the first school, the first training ground of every child is in their home. Now, we may say home, it may be primarily, but the primary place where the first value is inserted in the child is in the womb. So now we are saying both parents, okay, so primarily it's in a home. So meaning every parent, it is their duty and it is their task to be able to show the child the right way they should go, how in the way they, in their word and in their deed. And by so doing, every child should be taught to say a community is a place where you will always dwell. No one stays without a community. Wherever we are, it is a community. So we can instill a sense of purpose and community in our children. Again, coming back to the same, by us, ourselves, living a purpose-driven life. Not anyhow, but living somehow, so that our children, before they copy from the social media, from the outside world, the Western world, they will get the first training from mommy, from daddy, from uncle, from auntie.
So when we're talking about parenting, Fundis, what role does faith or spirituality play in leaving a legacy through parenting?
Okay. When we read the common text, the text from Proverbs chapter 22, Proverbs 22 reading on verse number 6, where scripture reminds us to train a child in the way that that child should go. Now, the word there, go, is in the particular path that we want the child to take. And the scripture there finishes by saying, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Now, not depart from it. The it there is the way that has been instilled. And for the child not to depart from it, it is only by divine intervention, meaning the child may depart from it, but because of the presence of God, the spirituality aspect there, then the Lord will do his way, like he did in the good story of our friend, our brother and son, colleague, the younger son, the prodigal son. He went out at his own will, at his own command, at his own request. But then when he was out there, he was done with the dancing and all the songs, the music was over. But then because of the spiritual aspect that was put in him, he came to his senses. So our children can only come back to their senses when they realize there is somebody greater than my parent. And then, boom, they will come and realize that, well, I need to do the right way. I can't see mommy here. I can't see daddy. Probably they died. We died a long time. But because of the spiritual aspect, our children are going to live. And one day we will meet together, even as we march to heavenly Zion.
Yeah, I like that idea. Mm-hmm. I like that idea. So why is it important to parents, or at least for parents, to align their parenting goals? When we are talking about parenting, one would assume that we're supposed to be in sync. And most importantly, how can parents teach those children to contribute positively to society? We do this, my wife and I, we unite in giving our child this direction, and that direction being contributing positively to society.
Okay, beautiful there, my moderator. And I like the sentence where you said, I do that with my wife, and we contribute positively. And so your contribution is diverse. It's in your presence, your input, it's in your finance, it's in your ideas, and at a general perspective, per se. So, meaning point number one of how we can teach parents to, how we can teach, our children to contribute positively. Number one is being contributors ourselves. Are we people that the society runs to for help, not just financially? Maybe they want an advice, a counsel. Do our children see that, well, mommy, daddy, there's a knock, auntie and uncle from that other street, have come, but then they are calling. And when we meet them, do our children see what we do? Moreover, we will not go about announcing, but I mean, when you do something good, my fellow parents there, your children are going to see. You stand up in this community gathering, and then they are troubled on this little cash that is less to buy an ambulance for the area, then you add on. Then your child will forever remember. They will not stand and say, no, after all, it's my dad who contributed. No, you will contribute, and you will emphasize to say, this is the best that my family can do. And when you say my family, you add your children. Then by your children seeing so, they are going to do the same. And should God bless them even more, they will even contribute bigger than what we have done, because we have shown them. We've shown them.
Yeah. Before we conclude from this, let's just focus on this one thing, and I'm hoping you can shed some light. What's the most important lesson you want your children to remember as they grow up?
That's a good one. The most important lesson I want my children to remember. I think the most important lesson I want my kids to remember is the lesson that God will never forsake his own children. God will never forsake his own. As long as the children remain united and rooted in the Lord, then that's the greatest lesson I think I would want them to learn, to always remember that God will never forsake them. Even when they realize that they are moving against the wind, everything is not moving well in the sight of man, but they should remember that God's way is the better way, according to Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. So they should always remember that God has a better way of working. So always realize that God will never, ever forsake his own.
All right, Pastor Cliff Chinyama Lizu, thank you very much for your time and your insights. And have a wonderful day further, a productive preparation day, and a blessed Sabbath further. Gosem Fundis.
Thank you, my moderator. Thank you, dear listeners, and have a wonderful afternoon too. Amen.
Thank you, Fundis. That's how we end that conversation. Very interesting, isn't it? Everything, and I mean everything, very, very interesting.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.